Previously on MC GameFap.
Fuck you, you bronze bastard. You can fucking swim back to shore with those fucking muscles of yours.
No, no, you don't understand. These are glamour muscles.
Hello, and welcome to MC GameFap, Matt's cool game for attractive people. I'm Matt, and this is my cool game. And if you're here with me tonight, then congratulations, you're all my attractive people. New players and new listeners alike want to know, do animals and plants exist alongside Pokemon in these fictional worlds? Or is everything just all Pokemon all the time? And honestly, there is no firm and steady rule on that. Even the core video game and anime canon have been wishy-washy on this subject from time to time. But for us, we have our own rules ironed out. And it might not match up to every Pokemon tabletop podcast you listen to, but this is how our game runs. If you don't want to listen to me being a biology nerd, just fast forward about 60 seconds. Robert Whittaker created the Five Kingdoms model of biology in the 60s, dividing life as we know it into five kingdoms: animal, plants, fungi, protists, and monera. Don't worry about those last two, those are mostly germs and other microscopic life, but the important parts here are the kingdoms of animals, plants, and fungi. In our fictional world, Pokemon completely replaces the entire animal kingdom, while leaving plants and fungi intact. Now, I know you have objections, and let me get ahead of them. What about plant and fungus Pokemon? What about Bellsprout or Parasect? Those are clearly plants or fungus, right? Well, let me ask you, is a walking stick bug a plant or an animal? Grass-type Pokemon can take on characteristics of plants or fungus, but this doesn't make them any less animals. We'll get more into the kayfabe aspects of Pokemon typing later, because I never miss an opportunity to be incredibly lame. But TLDR, all Pokemon are animals, and all animals are Pokemon. By the way, I know I'm completely butchering the Five Kingdoms explanation, but it's a comedy podcast, leave me alone.
Everyone, hold on!
Remember to set the hook.
I set the hook, yeah!
That's going to be an athletics roll.
I don't fucking know what that means! I don't care!
What does it mean to set the hook? In recreational fishing terminology, the hook set,
Matt,
is a motion made with our fishing rod in order to set a fish hook in the mouth of a fish once it has bitten a lure or bait.
Matt, you got an eight to set the hook.
Matt!
You got it.
I will make an effort to understand fishing physics when we go fishing. Until then, I demand...
But we're never gonna fucking go, because y'all always bail.
Fuck you!
That's the truth. That's the tea.
But where's the lie, though?
True.
You lie!
I created this entire campaign arc to passive-aggressively bother my friends.
Okay, well, I set the hook medium style. I don't fucking know what you set the hook. Okay, I
set the hook medium style.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you wrench back on the heavy rod as hard as you can with just a quick jerking motion. You might have set the hook. You're not entirely certain, but you know that
medium
that fish
style
is not letting go anytime soon. As Duke can attest, that thing has very strong jaw strength. So, Cece, it seems like the fish has been somewhat secured right now.
Well, she's not going to know if it's secured or not. She's not going to know the difference. It looks secure to her. She's going to say, Junko Jr., darling, I need you to make the pressure low or whatever. Make the fish go down. Make the fish go down.
Do
the stand command thing. What's it called?
I think we decided on get low.
So you say it in character voice.
Junko Jr., she looks at her notes. Get low.
Squawk, squawk.
And the wingull does a little bird twerking motion.
Squawk.
Oh my god.
And then the air pressure around all of you changes, and then all of the surfaced Magikarp swim back down below the surface, and the very large Magikarp that Duke and Dr. Strank are riding just starts to sink back down into the water.
Ride the Magikarp.
Duke, since you're the one immediately affected by this, do you want to take any action?
Can I swim back to the boat?
I mean, yeah, do you want to jump off or do you want to hang on?
Whoa.
I didn't know if I could jump off into the boat or not.
Oh, you can't jump off into the boat. You're just going to be jumping off into the water. But, like I said, you can try to hang on or you can try to get away.
what would happen? I would like go underwater and ride the fish till I died.
I have no idea. I imagine it'd be like that scene in Doctor Strangelove where Slim Pickens rides the atom bomb.
Damn it! You know what? You know what? That's fuck it! I'll ride the fish into the abyss. Fuck it!
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah!
If Duke had a cowboy hat, he'd be doing the Slim Pickens thing. Yeah!
Wait!
Woo!
Woo!
Like I'm gonna ride the fish until I'm 30 seconds underwater and I don't have the air to get back up and I die.
How intelligent is Electric Boogaloo?
I don't fucking.
This
know.
Is how. This is how I die.
Can I volunteer Electric Boogaloo?
If anyone was wondering why I was dying.
Can I, just for the sake of this magical mystery tour, can I have Electric Boogaloo put a light screen around his head so he has like a little bubble?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I like I said before, if it's cool, I'm going to allow it. So.
So as Duke begins to descend onto the water, Electric Boogaloo breathes a big bubble at his face of this light screen material and wraps Duke's head in this old school 1930s helmet, like a diving helmet.
Nice. We've come a long way from him trying to figure out a t-shirt cannon.
I mean, it's a circle. It's a lot less complicated.
Bubble head charm.
Oh my god.
But like I said, it's cool, so I'm going to allow it. I'm going to expect one of you to come up with a stand name ability for this.
I don't know. Bubble screen?
You live in a bubble, baby.
Electric bubble screen? I don't know.
Ocean Man.
Ocean Man.
Yes.
Won't you take me by the hand?
Did I need to roll anything to ride the Magikarp into oblivion?
Because I want it to happen, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Magikarp just starts to dive, and you were already just kind of on a pretty good position on it, and just due to some sort of survival instinct, you just fucking hold on. So right before Duke is completely submerged in the water, then Electric Boogaloo just is like, I can help here, and he just does his light screen and forms just a protective barrier around Duke's face that just happens to keep a little bit of oxygen in that should hopefully keep him alive for the time being.
Good boy.
I'm helping.
One of these days, he'll learn to talk like a real boy. It submerges underwater, and hey, your party member is just sort of diving under the water with it, and Dr. Strank has been ditched, and now he's just back in the water swimming. And he's an old man, and he's just alone in the water, but he just said, is your friend going to be okay?
I mean, he benches 250.
Oh my god.
Good.
Roy, roll for athletics to not have the fishing pole just completely yanked out of your hand when the line is set.
You got yourself a six.
Nice.
Honestly, this is a big fish. Someone else probably wants to help him with this.
Yeah, that is, someone can help, but also because fishing poles usually have a thing called drag in the reel, which is basically fish are expected to take some of the line back with them. It's like a tug of war game.
Yeah.
So the drag should be by default set so that the fish can take line out. And that's exactly what's happening here. But it still is about to yank Roy right the fuck out of the boat unless someone helps him right now.
Someone help me?
CC, get over there.
I'll help.
In these heels, I think that maybe Jeanette would be the most sturdy person to help.
Yeah, that's what my Doc Martens overalls are for.
Isn't your athletics one?
Also,
shush.
Jeanette, you're wearing Chuck Taylors right now.
Chuck Taylors, sorry.
Yeah, I have a list right now.
I've been told. Yeah, but I will assist with my athletics of 1d6. Hell yeah. Let's go. Nice. I got a six.
Oh!
Nice.
Damn, the guns.
It's Roy's, you know, presence. It made my heart slightly aflutter.
Oh.
Oh.
God, get a fucking room, you fucking
Are you behind him yanking?
Yes.
When Bay hooks the big one.
When Bay hooks it.
Roy feels Jeanette's rippling biceps just wrap around his torso, and he's just, and it awakens something in him.
Ooh, stirring.
Whoa, you're much stronger than you look.
What do you bench, about 250?
However much I weigh.
It's only from lifting paintbrush and paint can and throwing around big old hunks of clay.
Okay, yeah, you two are flirting while Duke is about to drown.
Well, we could save him. That's a good idea.
Yeah, we should do that, probably.
You all manage to, with your combined strength, kick off against the side of the boat, and you manage to not be dragged into the water. The side effect of this is now the boat is being towed behind the Magikarp.
Oh, God. Oh, no. This is like Jaws.
So the entire boat is now being towed at an increasing tilt down the river. And you leave behind the capsized boat and Aristophanes and Ginger struggling in the water. And Strank, who's just kind of about to reach the riverbank. And he just kind of waves at y'all, just says, "Hope y'all don't die." You all are being dragged down the river. It's been a couple minutes, and you are in a completely new section of the river, and the fish hasn't really slowed down yet. But the water has sped up, because y'all are moving down the river, and the river has started to slope.
Oh, no.
Duke, how you doing underwater there?
I don't know. It's weird.
Occasionally, the fish has, like, not surfaced, but come up to the water enough where you can get a breath of fresh air from the surface and replenish your oxygen globe.
Oh, yeah, because that was the worry. Is he's going to just replace all of it with carbon dioxide and smother?
No, it's once in a while the fish surfaces and he is able to get a little more air. The river is going down the slope at this point, down the river. And just to reemphasize, y'all's town is on a mountainside. And y'all are going down the mountain. And what that means is y'all are on a slope. And sometimes those slopes have some unexpectedly steep drop-offs.
Dun-dun.
So, everyone hold the fuck on for a minute.
Okay.
Does anyone want to pick a stat to, like, hold on to shit?
I'm gonna pick a stat.
Acrobatics.
Acrobatics, I guess.
I'm gonna pick,
I'm actually gonna pick perception for my hold-on stat.
Absolutely not.
I've picked acrobatics.
That's the best handhold.
That's how
I'm gonna pick survivals because I'm holding on for dear life onto this fish.
Yeah, that sounds legit.
Also, Jesus Christ, that roll.
666, you win.
I got an 11.
Six.
So, Cece, you got an 11 for acrobatics?
I got a 4.
Woof!
You got a 9 on a 2d6.
Can I roll for teenager instead?
Absolutely not.
To get in touch with her inner teenager.
Yeah.
Your inner teenager is pissing her pants.
Obviously. I used all of my acrobatics for, like, Bone Town with
Hey, guess what? You're dead.
Hey.
Aww. So wait, I want to go back to you're using your acrobatics for Bone Town.
What is that about?
Yeah. I helped Roy pull in his rod.
Yeah, Bone Town.
What does that have to do with, because you're going to take him to Bone Town later?
Well, I used, like, I already have, like, pretty shit, like, stat in physical body stuff, and so I used all of my energy, like, you know, around this thick man meat here, pulling it in.
Really? With his green hair motherfucker ass.
Looking like a tall, muscular ass. Oompa Loompa.
You gonna take him to Bone Town?
I'm in the bone zone right now.
So, there are some very rough river rapid sections of the river here that y'all are going through and y'all getting bounced around and jostled around in.
No.
Everyone manages to hold on tightly enough as Roy is getting the boat towed on, but Jeanette doesn't quite manage to hold on tight enough and roll for survival real quick.
Oh, no. Wait, I know we made fun of Keithan about saying that we're not going to die, but I feel like that's pretty relevant, especially as I roll a 2.
You roll a 2 on survival?
Can I roll to reach out to grab her?
Well, here's the thing. You're going to let go of the pole if you do that. And if you let go of the pole, Duke's probably going to die.
You better not let go of that pole.
Oh, and Cece will kill you.
I will fucking kill you.
Not only will you kill someone else, you'll kill yourself because she'll murder your ass.
Can I roll to hold on to the pole and reach out?
Absolutely not.
Fuck.
You see Jeanette start to lose her grip and start to slip to get bounced out of the boat. Time stops for just a moment as you see her about to be flung free.
If I roll acrobatics again, will that be at a disadvantage?
I'll say one dice less, yeah.
So, I'll just roll. My acrobatics is at a 3, so I can take a bit of a loss there. Knock on wood. Okay, 10 for reaching out.
Oh, shit, girl.
10.
Okay. Jeanette loses grip on Roy, and right as she falls backwards and is about to just fall out the back of the boat, Jeanette just reaches back and grabs her by the shoulder and just holds her steady.
Shit.
Nice catch.
Darling, you need to hold on better. I can't do that too often, or you're probably going to break my nails.
Yeah, thank you. I don't even mind them digging into my flesh right now.
Well, make sure you get stable before I let go.
Okay.
And with one final bump over something unnatural, you find yourself in a nice, easy bay that the rapids have been flowing into.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Woo!
Man. Last 15 minutes and we're like getting into the death zone here.
You are in a little bay area. It's not terribly wide. It's bigger than the river, just the rapid section, but it's still not a very big section of water. The fish has surfaced just enough for Duke to like come up to the surface, and the fish has one final shake, and Duke is... If you want to roll to oppose this, you can. If not, if you're just exhausted and you want to be free, you can just do that too. You're going to be thrown off otherwise.
How do I roll to oppose it?
Athletics.
I mean, I don't know. I can try, but I don't think I'll get it.
How determined. Oh, wow.
Nope.
Okay. You're shaken free. Roy, your line goes slack.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck. And I look past my pole at the end of it. What do I see?
You see the line has gone slack, and the hook still has half of a Magikarp stuck to it, but the hook is no longer lodged in the big Magikarp's mouth.
Oh, fuck!
What happened?
I don't fucking know. I thought I sunk the hook, whatever the fuck it's called.
And then from across the bay, you hear a voice.
Arigato, Pokeball Fondlers!
Who the fuck is that?
I'm so triggered.
Why is he speaking Japanese at us?
And you turn around to the bay, and you see four people, three men and one woman, and one Pokemon standing on the sidelines, most of which are wearing cargo shorts and or jean jorts, including the Pokemon.
How dare they?
Yes!
Wow.
I see you found your way into our trap. These nets were meant to let river monster fish into the bay and keep them in, but I guess we caught a bunch of sucker fish, too. Sure nice of you to bring the biggest carp in the river straight to my doorstop. We'll take it from here.
Hey, why don't you suck on this? And I point down at my crotch and just state wildly at them.
God damn it!
So, yeah, everyone roll for perception real quick, except for Duke, who is just kind of floating in the water.
Yeah.
And said the bitch has got 18.
Oh, fuck. I got told.
Yeah.
Nice. So you got pretty good rolls then?
Not me.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for those of you who did get good rolls, you see on the bank, guy who you know already, Dennis D. Donges, the Donger, and you see his Pokemon, whose name you're not familiar with yet, but he's just kind of like a weird red and brown bipedal looking thing with a weird long nose face. On the bank with him are two men and one woman. You know them around town as Zilla and Skeeter.
Oh, shit.
And the woman's name is Sue or Susan or Tsunami, one of those.
Wow.
And if y'all want to roll for gossip to know more about them, you can. But otherwise, yes. If you're not it, okay.
I mean,
that's a 12.
I was about to say, I'll assume that I'm still out of commission.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, I love
Duke is going to know all this because Donges is pretty much someone he actively hates and who probably hates him right back.
So I probably have information on my basement or something like that.
Yeah.
In my basement.
In my mind's basement.
Wow. One of my favorite things is like having all this player knowledge of all of these characters, but in real life, Jeanette doesn't know shit about their gossip, and it's just like fucking hilarious.
Gives us the gossip.
What's the tea, Matt?
Okay. So the two men, Zilla Rumbo and Skeeter Mustard, are friends and supplicant bros to Dynasty Dongas. They're both dressed in cargo shorts and tank tops and Crocs. Zilla is
Croc on, brother.
Zilla is taller with a bit of a weightlifter dad bod physique, while Skeeter is a little bit more round and wearing a tactical assault vest modified to hold grilling utensils.
You should not have been drinking while you said that.
The woman, Tsunami Jackson, is taller than both, wearing hiking boots, black denim shorts, and a referee's shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Oh, no!
She's got about as much muscle definition as Zilla, but she's younger and more confident about it. All three of them have Pokeballs visible on their person. Skeeter and Zilla, you know, are new in town. They've been imported specifically to work at a cushy job as executive managers of their friend's successful restaurant. More realistically, though, their main job seems to be just to be part of Donger's crew and hype him up. Susan Naomi Jackson, or Tsunami, as her boss calls her, is a local but doesn't get involved with the community very often. She works for Donger as a bouncer in the restaurant and bar.
Ooh.
Anyway, that's enough of an info dump for now.
That's pretty hot.
So the Magikarp has broken the line.
Well, it hasn't broken the line. It's just jumped off the hook. Something you might... I'm going to drop some more IRL knowledge about fishing for y'all. You said set the hook medium style. With heavily armored fish, such as alligator gar or anything that's got a really tough jaw, you've got to yank real fucking hard on the hook to set that hook, or else it's not going to set properly.
You got to crank the entire horn, and you just kind of like cranked it a little.
And by video game canon, Magikarp are very heavily armored fish.
Man, glad I knew that obscure fishing fact before.
Yeah, Matt.
Hey, your character is not a fisherman by trade, or else I would have given you that knowledge from the get-go.
Yeah. And my character is a fisherman by trade.
Yeah,
like, but he was busy hugging the fish.
Hey, I was riding the fish into oblivion.
Had the mayor been the one at the fishing pole, I would have dropped that knowledge on him. It's like, hey, as someone with fishing experience, you know that... Blah, blah, blah.
So, okay. Right. Well, guess what? I chose to ride the fish into oblivion.
And yeah, honestly, I think that was the better choice, so...
Yeah.
And now here we are with my nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
There are more fish in the sea.
So y'all couldn't manage to catch a decent fish yourself, you had to steal ours? You guys sure are talented, aren't you?
I don't see much stealing going on here. Yeah, it's... off your hook. You couldn't keep it on the hook, so it's the public's fish as far as I can tell. Finders keepers, losers suck balls.
Okay.
I don't think that's a saying.
It's a saying now. Now, if you guys are at all worried about your health, you're probably going to want to get out of the water real quick. Things are about to get weird.
Where's their boat at?
Oh, they don't have a boat. They're on the bank.
I thought they had, like, the giant steamboat, the SS Nofatchicks or whatever.
Well, technically, that's their group name, but they did have a kayak. But the kayak is on the bank. They use it to get here to this point, but they're not in it right now.
It's there. We fell into their trap, activated their trap card.
Well, they weren't setting a trap for you. They were setting a trap for fish. Y'all just happened to stumble into it.
Well, okay. Damn.
What they've done is they've set up nets around this area so anything in this specific area can get in but can't get out. So at this point, he turns to his little bejorted Pokemon. He says, Deep Purple, do it!
Whoa.
Oh, God. Smoke on the water.
And then he kind of turns to y'all and says, get it? It's a Dad Rock reference, but also a reference to my dick.
Oh, no.
That's fucking stupid. Boy.
And the Pokemon just kind of nods. And then he sticks... And you hear, even from that far away, what sounds like a diesel engine being revved. It starts to be covered in white smoke. And a lot of white smoke. And this Pokemon, Deep Purple, sticks its hands and its tail behind it into the water. And the water around it starts to bubble and smoke.
I don't understand what's going on.
Dexter, can you scan this ability? even if he can't see the Pokemon, can you tell us what it's doing?
All right. Well, it looks like that's some white smoke over there. And I don't just mean that it is white smoke. That's literally what they call it. You humans are really good at naming.
We have pretty talented brains.
Anyway, that's an ability where the Pokemon just kind of like shoots out some nice smelling smoke. Although, you know, smell's a little bit subjective. What's nice to him might not be so nice to you. So you might want to plug your nose.
Yeah, Deep Purple is emanating wispy plumes of white smoke. Most of it is going into the water, but enough of it is coming out. It's kind of like a iceberg in that way, where you still see a lot of it, but what you're seeing is only a small portion of what it's emitting. And the white smoke it's emitting is like a incense burner full of beef jerky and Axe body spray. It smells unpleasant and manly all at the same time.
Is that Pokemon farting?
I'm pretty sure it's just trying to affect the terrain, though why it would want to do this, I'm not sure.
Smoke on the water channels white smoke from its exhaust pipes into the water, lowering the oxygen content. Any living organisms in the water must surface or else suffer from hypoxia.
Whoa.
That's some high dollar words.
I was about to say, y'all know, sure know some big words, don't you?
I know it from experience, I have sleep apnea.
Oh no. Oh, that hurt me for you.
Don't feel bad for me, I'm the villain.
Oh shit, yeah, fuck you.
So do we see a net of any kind yet?
The nets are like the unnatural thing you ran across over the same thing. The nets are just all are forming a wall around this little bay so that fish can't get out of this area.
How thick are the cords?
What kind of cords are we talking about?
Well, like for the net.
You're not near the net right now. You're kind of, after you came to a stop, you kind of came to a stop close to the middle of the bay. Mm. Like you're somewhat close to the riverbank, but you're not close to the nets.
So he doesn't have a specific move for it, but Fonzie does have a little bug mouth. He should be able to chew through the net. If I get him close to it, yes.
I mean, that's cool, but this is a very big fish. And also, it's not just this big fish. He's smoking up the entire lake. Everyone roll for, let's say, intuition.
Air. Intuitive air.
I rolled a 6.
I got a
14.
Okay.
7.
Jeanette. And anyone who rolls over a 10, so I think so far is just Jeanette.
Damn it.
12.
So Roy and Jeanette, you kind of put it together. If it's putting as much smoke into the water as you think it is, and you know what he's trying to do, that isn't like you raise me up. That's not like Junko Jr.'s ability. He is actively hurting, if not killing, things in the water with his ability.
Is he trying to fish kill?
I don't know. Ask him.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's trying to do.
That's illegal.
It's like that phenomenon where all the oxygen leaves the water and all the fish suffocate and die all at once.
Oh, that's so that's sad! What it is.
So react in character.
Oh, I know what this little shit's doing. He's trying to suffocate all the fish.
That's an illegal move. You can't do that.
It's illegal that's to attack really the sad. Fish. It's not illegal to affect the environment. You're and if it just happens to kill the fish in the process, I mean, that's a technicality, but I have done nothing illegal.
No, you're hurting the fish. That is illegal.
Not by the bylaws, it isn't.
You're a cunt, and I don't very much like that.
I mean, you does it look like I give a flippity flying fuck about whether I'm a cunt or not? This here's the real world, baby, and the real world only has one rule. I win.
Oh my god.
So how many of them are on the beach?
4.
How far away is the beach?
Pretty close.
Can we?
Oh yeah, you fucking cunt. It's not illegal for me to fucking, for my Pokemon to kick your fucking ass! And I get my Pokeball out, and I throw it at the beach to try and let the rake out to fuck them all up.
Alright, sounds good.
Star Platinum style.
So are you gonna fight?
It's not illegal to do something that's literally illegal.
I mean, I
think... The rules of the contest, yeah.
I think if someone tries to justify it as you're fighting someone to stop another person from committing animal abuse...
Yeah, maybe? Exactly.
Who knows? We'll find out.
I love it.
Worst comes to worst, we can just go to appeal to the judges and then just slip them a 20.
I say, it'll never go to court if they never find the bodies.
And also, Duke, you've recovered enough that you've heard all of that.
CC has thrown Fonzie in as well.
Okay.
I have an idea for him that's not technically hurting anybody.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, good luck.
The donger figures out what you're doing. I see what's going on here. You think I'd ever keep a helper around the kitchen that can't throw a wicked left hook? What kind of biggity bitch you take me for? I got me a heater that'll drop you in the dunk tank like the clown you are.
What are you even fucking sighing, you fucking line cook?
Tsunami! And then the woman steps forward. Then she takes out her Pokemon, and the other two men just step the fuck back. She holds her Pokemon in front of you. And also, I should point out, this woman is by far the most intimidating of the four people.
Right.
Tsunami underhand chucks the Pokeball a few feet forward. In a flash of light, a bipedal Pokemon, red, brown, and yellow, nearly as tall as his trainer, covered in spikes and thick plate armor, steps forward. He looks back at Tsunami, stretches, and yawns.
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
It's a Gyarados.
Is that a Medicham? Medicham?
Ganon, Intellos.
You know, I want to roll gossip on the Enforcer Lady. What's her deal? I rolled a 12.
Well, all right then. Her real name is Susan Naomi Jackson, but her boss calls her Tsunami, and that's just seems to be what everyone calls her.
Okay.
She does live in town, but she doesn't get involved with the community very often. She doesn't go to your church. Yeah, she, you don't know if she goes to a different church or if she doesn't go to a church at all, but she doesn't go to your church.
Oh, how dare she?
How dare she indeed? And she works for the donger as a bouncer in his restaurant. Somebody call 911 Wings and Barbecue. <Okay. laughs> She is about 6'6".
Mm-hmm.
She's currently wearing hiking boots, black denim shorts, and a referee's shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Okay. Oh my god.
She's in her early 30s, and she's very lean, but a very muscular lean.
Does this also give me any information on her Pokemon?
Well, you see her Pokemon out right now. It is a Pokemon you're not terribly familiar with because you've only recently started training Pokemon, but you know it's called a Turtonator. It is nearly as tall as she is, and she's 6'6". It is very large, bipedal, covered in spikes, and it's red and tan. Cece, I will say the fact that you don't know more about her from through your gossip channels is a little unnerving to you.
I got a 16, so I don't know what that does.
Well, what specifically do you want to know about? Keep in mind, you're a doctor in a small town.
You have access to records.
I don't know. Let's go ahead and examine to see if they have any health problems.
Okay. You know that from what you've seen of Tsunami, you know that you've had to treat her for dehydration multiple times over the years. A couple times severe dehydration. You notice some probable malnutrition issues with her.
Mm.
The rest of the dudes, extremely high cholesterol.
Yep, I can see that.
Zilla Rumbo, if being divorced were a physical health condition, he would suffer from that.
Okay, how does everyone look? Do they look like they've been outside for a long time?
I mean, like, they've been out at least as long as y'all have. So, yeah, they've got a little bit of the midday sweat going on from fishing all day.
But they don't look haggard.
I mean, no, they don't look haggard, no.
Okay.
Hmm.
Okay, I know the rest of y'all rolled. What are you targeting?
I rolled a 1.
Ooh, okay, nothing for you then.
You see, there are people on the shore.
I got a 7.
Mayor, what do you want to target?
Well, I feel like since as the mayor, I would have access to a lot of like community and public records.
Oh, absolutely.
So therefore, I would like to exploit that with my 7.
You shady bitch.
Doesn't he have like actual IRL beef with fucking Guy Fieri stand-in?
Yes, he does.
And that would mean that I would have probably researched all of his buddies as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Mayor is going to use his position as a public official to get dirt on his a future opponent.
Absolutely.
Every politician does it.
Except instead of it being his like political opponent, it's his barbecue opponent.
Yes. Every politician does it. There's no shame in it.
Barbecue.
You only got a 7, but because there is an in-character reason for you knowing all this stuff, I'll give you a little more than I might normally on a 7. as you know, because we've talked about this outside of game, but the rest of y'all might not know, Dennis D. Donges, the Donger, has a history of picking on the mayor for not being manly enough.
Aww.
Come on.
Even though he's very manly, he benches 250.
We all know how much he benches. How dare he?
He is currently engaged in a very vicious lawsuit with another member of the town, Derek D. Doxtater.
What is with all of these fucking, these alliterative names?
I don't know.
Yeah, hey, you're illiterate.
That's all I'm going to give you for now is basically he picks on you and you know he is in a really vicious lawsuit with another member of town and you know which member of town it is.
All right. So now everybody knows. Got it.
He was going to shout that nice lawsuit, asshole.
From the water where he's sneaking. He breaks stealth to just yell, "Nice lawsuit, asshole."
I want him to yell that as soon as he punctures the boat and fucks him over.
How are the legal proceedings going?
Actually, also, Cece, I told you about that last week because you rolled very high on a gossip roll on
yes,
him.
Yes, I remember.
Okay, just making sure you remembered that.
Yes.
Okay, Caleb, because you weren't here the last couple of sessions, we're going to say that basically you left your phone on the canoe or someone took it while you weren't noticing. We're not going to say which is which. And as you came back to look for it, you see the rest of your party on a boat. And then a little further down on the shore, you see Dennis D. Donges and his crew fucking with the fish in the water. And you're not sure what's going on, but you know your party is very mad about it.
All right, so I want to know, and I'm sorry, I see the map. What, remind me of the names of the other gentlemen or peoples.
Okay. The one with the spiky hair, that's Dennis D. Donges. Right. He is the boss of this operation.
Got it, got it.
The one directly behind the spiky pineapple is a tall black woman named Tsunami Jackson.
Tsunami Jackson, okay.
And the other two are just sort of divorced dad flunkies named Zilla Rumbo and Skeeter.
Skeeter. Okay. I want to. I'm gonna. Yes, I would like to know even more. Juicy gossip on Donges over there. Yeah.
On who?
On the leader, ringleader, Donges.
Donges. Okay.
Donges. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. What did you roll?
Rolled a 10.
Okay. Yeah. You've heard about the lawsuit through your podcast channels. You know it's with the local automotive salesman, Dennis D. Doxtater. And you have heard rumblings that it's over the rights to illegal intellectual property. They both want to name their business Triple D.
Triple D. All right.
And it is getting to be a vicious legal battle.
Okay. Oh, good. Good, good, good. Okay. Okay. I can do something with this. Good deal. All right. I like it.
Do we know that? Have we established the species of Deep Purple?
Deep Purple is a he is a heat more. I just can't remember if y'all have established that in game or not.
I remember it being heat more, so I think so.
I think if you want a little more than that, roll for Pokemon education, or you can scan.
I'm gonna scan with Dexper.
Yeah, what do you want? Oh, you're pointing me to Pokemon again.
I want to know what that one does.
All right, that one. Well, as you can see, it's a belching out smoke all over the water just like absolutely shitting fire into the sky. That's a Heatmore. It's fire type and it's a mean ass motherfucker. You should probably not tangle with it. Just saying.
Can you scan and tell us how strong it is?
I don't think that is in the application you have here.
What's its power level?
I will say, yeah, Dexter can't scan that, but I will say with the Pokemon education role, you all can individually gauge that.
Okay, cool.
Also, are y'all just floating in the boat or are y'all pushing the boat to shore?
I'd imagine we're pushing the boat to shore because I know Roy probably wants to go punch things.
Yes.
And Cece wants to go have a few words.
Okay.
I have a plan-a-rooney.
Jeanette doesn't know how strong it is. I mean, maybe she does. It's a 5. Probably not.
You can tell that Dennis D. Donges is talking a big game about how strong his Pokemon are.
Mm-hmm.
The impression that you get is that no matter how strong Heatmore may be, Deep Purple,
mm-hmm.
the thing on the beach in front of it, the big spiky tall monster next to Tsunami, is way worse.
Okay.
As we left off, Donger is basically telling y'all to chill. He's saying, it's like, listen. There's no need for us to come to blows here. There's no need for all of you to get your asses kicked and get embarrassed in front of me and the help. That's not what needs to happen here. Just chill the fuck out. Let me do my thing. I'm going to take the biggest one I can find. And then y'all can settle for second place with whatever's left over. Sound like a good deal, right?
I think your plan is going to leave an awful lot of Pokemon dead.
I mean, that's a shitload of not my problem, don't you think?
Okay. So, group huddle, and she motions to
you're
where,
all on the same boat except
I
for Keith.
No, I let me finish my sentence. So she turns away so they can't see her, like what she's saying, because she don't know who can read lips. She doesn't trust that tall one, and she says, "Okay, so we can't let this stand. We're all in agreement, yes?"
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay.
Has anyone seen my phone? Anyone see my phone?
There are more important things right now than your phone, Faulkner.
Well, I just saw it in the boat.
Yes, Faulkner, it's in the boat. We'll be right with you, buddy. Just give us a second. Okay, so
the boat is drifting slowly onto shore.
Well, they still can't read what she's saying with her lips, and she's not talking all that loud.
Yeah, I agree.
What I'm doing right now.
I'm just getting us into some sort of forward momentum.
Okay,
here.
Fine. So here's what I'm thinking. Jeanette, your little Voltorb man, he can go dance on the water and distract the one with the smoky bottom, correct? I think that might be a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm thinking once we get that little tail thing, the tailpipe, whatever it's called, out of the water, then I can use my wonderful, beautiful Pokemon to string shot that thing shut.
Mmm.
We also might want to keep somebody's camera phone or two on them in case they come to blows. Let's also maybe keep Roy out of the shot because I'm assuming he's going to go punch things.
No, it's actually I had a better idea.
Oh, yes. Let's hear it. I'd love to.
Well, I seem to remember one or two of these guys having a fairly severe health problem, but I don't really remember.
How is that going to help then?
I don't know. Fucking if one of them has a pacemaker, we shock them, they go into cardiac arrest. I mean,
I guess it would end the situation rather quickly, but at the cost of human life.
He's a prick. He's trying to kill a bunch of fucking fish for a fucking contest. He deserves to die. Look at him. Look at his fucking face.
So manslaughter is clearly the solution here.
You know what? I like the Pokemon more than I like them.
Hey, if a Pokemon kills a human being, is it murder?
Yes.
It's questionable.
You guys remember that film John Wick 3 where he's killing all the guys because his Lillipup was killed by another guy? It's a good movie.
Spoilers.
I don't really watch those action flicks. It's a little too hard for my constitution. I'm thinking in the meantime, I also might get my little bird friend to raise all the Pokemon up. Surely whatever's up here is more oxygen than what they got down there. Maybe it'll keep them alive for a little bit while we try to get that heat more shut off.
Yes.
Heat less, am I right?
I'm pretty sure you made that joke last week.
Actually, I did. That's fresh.
Oh, uh-huh.
You made a joke, Roy. Good for you.
Thank you very much. I can tell you've been very sincere.
I always am, darling.
So the boat is now onto the shore. Faulkner, you have access to your phone now. Everyone is huddled together, whispering excitedly right in front of you, and you're still not entirely certain what's going on.
Oh my God. I couldn't activate my podcast app without my phone. Oh my God. Thank you. Thank you for watching out for my phone, everybody. How are you? Yeah?
Yeah, thank you.
We're okay except for the whole Pokemon genocide thing that's happening.
Pokemon genocide, a holy genocide. Hold on, I'm going to record this. All right. And I'm pulling it out.
Faulkner. While you're trying to get the record button on your phone, you notice a new notification. Somehow in your absence, your phone has been subscribed to your ex-wife's ASMR stream.
Oh, wow.
I forgot about that.
Is there work for voyeurism, but entirely through audio?
Who did this? Which one of you is a Ginger fan? This is not funny. It's not funny. So, Pokemon genocide.
Let's pivot back. We can solve the mystery of who subbed to your wife's ASMR channel later. Let's focus on that Pokemon genocide. Maybe you should be recording all the awful things these people are doing, and maybe later we can release it to all of their patrons. Of their
I've just started a petition against subscribing to my wife's YouTube channel. She is not giving us the content we deserve. We should expect more. Boycott. Sign my petition.
Fish are starting to bubble up at the surface.
Okay, so since CC's first in the order, CC's just going to go, okay, Birdie Man, the one that I am paying money for, you need to raise all them up. Raise them up.
You got to do the thing.
Raise me up.
One more time.
You raise me up.
Yes.
And then Junko Jr. bows and starts to glow and goes,
that is too scary good.
I can make bird noises. It's because cats take after their owners or vice versa. So it squawks and the air pressure around you immediately drastically changes. And the smoke on the water sort of like raises a little bit before settling back down on the surface of the water. The fish, you can see the fish coming up to the surface, and they're not dead, but they are very much gasping for air.
Oh. We need to get water flow going.
Dexter.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, is it possible to be able to light screen the one that has the billowing smoke and like force fields around it?
We've seen so far that Electric Boogaloo can mold its light screen.
Mm-hmm.
There is a limit to how big it can get, and you know there's a hard limit to how many it can create right now. And for now, that hard limit is one at a time.
All right.
Meanwhile, Heatmore is currently producing a smoke out of three places, both of its gauntlets and its tail.
Ah, I see, I see.
Yeah, what the disembodied voice said.
You can phrase that into your own words now. I just wanted to make the physics clear before you gave her an answer.
Okay, then I will do so like this. Fucking no!
Okay, well, it was a nice try. I guess it's outnumbered by the amount of actual smoke that's coming out of its orifices.
Remember, we still have String Shot with my boy.
That's true.
We just need to, like, maybe try to distract him, get those things out of the water.
Mm.
And then once they're out of the water, I can String Shot them.
Yeah.
Keep in mind that contact directly with the Pokemon is verboten.
String Shot doesn't hurt him.
It still contacts the Pokemon, so it's a disqualification.
Okay, you can't directly attack the Magikarp you're catching.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna fuck up the bad guys. Like,
yeah.
That's out of the contest.
Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Assault is still assault, and that's illegal. But that doesn't necessarily disqualify you from the contest the way that attacking the Magikarp would.
Okay, I'm going to see if Electric Boogaloo can just use Tackle on the Heatmore.
It's at this point that before you give it the order to do Tackle, Tsunami sees what you're about to do. He says, now, before this scrap goes any further, let me ask y'all a question of great import. Y'all ain't wicked folk, are ya?
What's that supposed to mean?
Is you is or is you ain't right with the Lord?
We most certainly are right with our Lord Arceus. We are a church group after all. You know, I didn't see you in church last week.
Oh, yeah, I don't go to that lazy folk church that y'all go to. See, I ask you this because it's only fair to tell you. Billy Joel here is one tough customer. Fair to say, he don't know his own strength. If you continue down this wicked path of yours, someone may pay the ultimate price. So, if you're intent on throwing a punch, maybe throw a prayer or two in there and do your immortal soul a favor.
How can you sleep at night knowing you're killing all these Magikarp? For a contest. For fucking accolades. No, nothing really important about it.
She turns to the lake with all the smoke pumping out of it. She shrugs. She turns back to you.
I'll see the way I figure it. Us human beings were placed on this earth to tame the beasts of the wild, just as Arceus tames the beasts in the hearts of men. Yeah. The wild is our domain. It is ours to tend, and ours to judge. Our fellow humans, well, that's for the Lord to decide. Not me, and not you neither.
This is an entirely more serious Mona Lisa. Only God can judge me.
I didn't intend that, but you were absolutely right.
Man, that made me like, that all sounded like real life, and I got really sad in real life.
And, way to bum us out, Matt.
She pats the Turtonator on the shoulder. All right, Billy Joel, start the fire.
No!
And the Turtonator takes a very defensive stance, just goes, and starts to glow in a really menacing way, but it doesn't attack. It just stands there in a very defensive posture. She turns back to you and says, all right, have at it. I think you were about to tell your Voltorb to attack us.
The adventure continues next episode, but in the meantime, be sure to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or whatever local podcast merchant you frequent. Leave a positive review and we'll give you an in-character shout-out. This show is a non-profit fan-based parody. All intellectual properties contained therein are owned by several other, far wealthier people.